Okay, so we're in. We're having a coffee in the main square in Shagashvar or Sigishwara or Shesburg, which the last time I came here was rather run down, very run down. And a lot of people have put a lot of effort into making these Baroque and earlier, actually medieval buildings, bring them, most of them back up in to their, they're not falling down anyway, apart from one or two. So it's rather nice to see. Tourism has had a good effect on this place, and we're certainly, there weren't this number of coffee houses or cafes or hotels the last time I was here. And Steve has good memories of Shagashvar as well. What are your good memories of Shagashvar?
My good memories of Shagashvar is missing the train back to Budapest and being stranded with my then friend, Monika Toth, who later became my wife. And this is... we were still in the friend zone for quite a long time after this, but this was where we got to know each other. And then I pursued her relentlessly from then on.
But not with such good coffee, I imagine. This is very good.
Julius Maynell coffee.
Yeah,
I remember having ice cream and hanging around the ice cream place saying, how are we going to ask for ice cream? Let's try French. So Annika went in and ordered in French, and the French wasn't very good in the shop. It was quite an ordeal. And then we sat down eating our ice cream, and the people from the shop came out to eat ice cream as well and all commenced to speak Hungarian.
You can never tell.
No.
Although you think you can, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Please. Can be mistaken sometimes.
Yeah.
It was that desire that I... that very embarrassed Englishman abroad of not wanting to offend somebody.
Yeah.
And feeling that, you know, with the various political situations, yeah, that marching around Shagashvar speaking Hungarian might be somehow offensive.
Yeah.
And I remember being in, I think, post office somewhere with a New Zealand friend, somewhere in Transylvania, I forget. And we wanted to just post some postcards, and he bursting into fits of laughter in the post office when I said, okay, how are we going to do this? Like some military operation. And I'm the typical embarrassed Englishman of the world, I think.